John, a comprehensive victory for the Bradford Bulls reserves last night, 66-6, and I think, to quote you, a 10 out of 10 performance.
No, 10 out of 10 night, not necessarily the performance. I mean, the night, for me, we could have lost 66-6 if Joe Keyser had come through 80 minutes of rugby league unscathed, and that's what happens. So that was priority number one for me, because obviously that puts Joe in line for to play the first team. So absolutely delighted about that. But other little things, you know, we got Matt Garsight some game time, Jimmy Magrin, Callum Bustin just to assist the fitness and the match sharpness, and Evan Hodgson obviously as well. So it was just a real good night. And then there were some great performances. I thought Josh Rickett was outstanding with his 4 tries. And, you know, it was just a joy to be in and around the club at that point in time. We went away from there feeling really buoyed by the evening and by the situation.
And it wasn't just the players you've mentioned. We saw some great individual performances from the two wingers, Murphy Smith and Daniel McGrath.
It wasn't just the two wingers, though. I mean, all these young kids who came on, they did themselves proud. And that's how you develop players, you know. You can't sit players in age group rugby league forever, because all they do, they don't improve. They get to a level and they plateau. What you've got to do is challenge them at the next level. And the next level is obviously playing against men. And men who know how to play rugby league. And they met that challenge full on. And, you know, the Barrow game in the 1895 Cup was very heartening. And that game last night was very heartening. And all objectives that we wanted as a performance department were achieved.
Joe Keyes, he's come through unscathed, John?
Yeah, he's come through. But, you know, he's been in this morning and smiling, happy. We're not going to run him today. He's just going to do the recovery protocols with the reboots and the swimming, etc. that we do. So he'll just have a nice, easy recovery day today. And then he'll have Friday off, and then he'll be back Saturday as a first-team player. So I'm absolutely over the moon.
And just to reiterate what you said last night, he's not going to feature against Lee on Sunday.
No, he isn't. No. It's we've spoken with the strength and conditioning staff, the medical staff, and for him to play 80 minutes. And Joe wanted to play 80 to prove to himself that he could last that 80. To play 80 minutes on a Wednesday and then attempt to play again on a Sunday when you've been out for 6 months, it's madness. So we aren't mad, I like to think. So what he'll do is play his Wednesday. He'll then have a full week's prep. And should he continue as he has been doing in the last few weeks, he's got every chance of putting his hand up playing against Halifax. And I, for one, will be delighted if that were the case.
And that's going to feel like having a whole new player at your disposal, will John?
It is, yeah. It's a whole new player in a key position. And obviously, it's very important to us. I mean, anybody who saw how he played last year will realise how important he is to us. And he's the best goal kicker we've got at the club as well. So that's another string to his bow. So it really is. It's like a new signing. Even though it isn't a new signing. So, yes, I'm delighted.
I was just going to mention the goal kicking 9 from 12 last night, some on the touchline in awful, appalling conditions.
That's what you get, yeah. I mean, that's a 75% strike rate, and, you know, that's when he, in all honesty, until the last couple of weeks, hadn't been able to practice properly. So, you know, if he can practice properly and get his iron properly, you get 80% plus. And any successful team, I'll tell you, Mick, has got to have an 80% plus goal kicker. No matter what division, what competition, you need that if you're going to win something. And obviously, I think Joe brings that to us.
And it must be great for you, John, on a personal level, to see Joe full of confidence after what has been a torrid and at times really difficult 6 months.
It has, yes. It's been difficult for him. And I think Joe will acknowledge that. I think the club's done really well by him. And I think he's also showed great resolve, you know, great mental strength and resolve. Because, you know, it looked at times very iffy, very dicey. And we're walking on thin ice with it. But, you know, thankfully, we've come through the other side. And I'm just looking forward to him playing week in, week out. For a number of weeks, and then we know full well we've conquered any fears, deep-rooted fears, and we can look forward with great confidence.
Massive game against the Lee Centurions at the Lee Sports Village on Sunday, John, as the race for the top five enters the final 11 games of the season.
Yeah, it is, and obviously, you know, Featherstone are recruiting on the hoof and making themselves strong. So are Lee. You know, they've just got Jordan Thompson, haven't they, who's a fair old player, you know. I mean, he's got loads of Super League experience. He had a great career at Cass, did well over at Hull, and now he's returned back to Leith for his second spell there. So he'll obviously strengthen them. And we know full well how good James Lathwaite is, because we had him here last year and he's joined them halfway through the season. So they've just kept picking these players up, becoming stronger. And obviously their dual reg with St Helens helps them, because they've had young Batchelor, haven't they? The back rower, who's obviously a Saints player, has been playing for them. So it's going to be a formidable challenge. You know, your Liam Hoods, your Mickey Iams in the middle, your Ridyards and your Josh Woods at half, your Greg McNally at fullback, and some real striking people like Thornley and Stephen Marsh wide out. So they're a good team. Believe you me, they're a good team. But we're a good team, and we're looking forward to it.
And the Bulls obviously go to Lee on the back of a 16-0 shutout over the Batley Bulldogs.
Yeah, great win. Great win. You know, I was absolutely over the moon with them. I think that's the best we've defended all season. I told the players that. I think our previous best defensive effort was, ironically, against Lee earlier in the season. And I think that bettered that. So that's very pleasing for me. And obviously we'll need something similar again. You know, I'm not saying a shutout, but what I am saying, a commitment and an attitude towards defending that we demonstrated against Batley has got to be replicated once again against Lee. And obviously, should the weather be a little better, hopefully we can create more chances. I mean, we missed about four or five chances against Batley as well as taking the three. So hopefully we can create chances and take them, should the weather be a bit kinder for us. But regardless of the weather, we're going to go there, and we're going to go there ready to play and ready to compete and hopefully ready to win.
In terms of team news, John, is there any injury concerns?
Yeah, there's a couple. There's Conor Farrell's. I don't think Conor will make it, so Conor will be out, which again is another reason why that reserves were so important last night. And it was a reason Matty Garside came off after half an hour, you know. So that proves the point that the reserves are really important. So Connor's struggling, and we've got Colton Roach as well, who's suffering. We've got a bit of a bug going through the camp, and he's suffering with this sickness and diarrhoea bug that affected Steve Crossley last week. So we aren't really going to consider Colton, because, you know, if you're like that on a Thursday, Friday, you certainly aren't going to get your energy levels to what we require to play well against Leith on Sunday. So Colton and Connor are really struggling.
In terms of Steve Crossley, hopefully
Steve's back. So we're really happy about that, you know, which helps us. And obviously, again, on Wednesday night, Callum Bustin and Jimmy Magrin both played well. So, you know, one of them will get a little call-up as well. So it's good. You know, it's been a good week. And hopefully, now it's once a week, we can get our feet back on the ground and we can feel as if we're in control of everything and we're ready to rock and roll every weekend.
And in terms of Conor Farrell, obviously missing out is going to be a huge loss, but you've certainly got players who can adapt to different positions in that back row.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've mentioned Matty Garside. I might be fibbing, mind you, because there's Elliot Minchella can play back row. There's Matty Staunton. So I'll let John Duffy work out who we're going to actually turn out. But obviously, Matty will be in the squad, as Jimmy and Callum will both be in the squad, and he'll have to work out whether we're going to start them, sub them, or whatever we're going to do with them, which is all part of the games that we're playing to as coaches prior to the game.
And just a couple of words on Matty Staunton. I thought it was a real strong performance from him on Sunday against Batley.
I think he's a great player, you know. Well, he's going to be a great player, that is for certain. And he's just getting better, you know. He's the type of player, you've mentioned Conor Farrell, he's the type of player like Conor and Elliot and Steve Crossley, and you just put him out there and you forget about him. You don't think, is it going to be 10 out of 10 or is it going to be 2 out of 10? You know full well you're going to get 7 or 8 out of 10 from them consistently, and that's what you want from your players. So he's one, in the nicest possible way, he's one of those that I forget about. So that's a big compliment to the kid.
And in terms of the recruitment for next season, John, obviously we know that there's quite a number of players that are out of contract. Are those talks still ongoing?
They are, yeah, but obviously we've been playing that much rugby. It's, you know, we've been here, there and everywhere, haven't we? So talks are ongoing, but really now it's once a week normality. Really now we can sit down and get some work done and build on the foundations that have already been discussed. So hopefully there'll be some announcements in the coming weeks.
And in terms of injuries to James Green, Rhys Evans, Joe Brown, Jai Hitchcock, is there any update?
Well, Jai's another suffering with the sickness and diarrhoea, so you know, he's had a bit of a setback with that, but we're hoping he'll be playing in the coming 10 days, so that will be exciting. Reese, we're looking towards the end of July. James Green's 12 weeks from when he did it. So they're longer term ones. But, you know, we've suffered with injuries, Mick. There's no doubt about it this year. We've suffered with injuries, but I'm delighted how we've coped with them. And it's a great compliment to the players how we have coped with them.
And I think it's a great testament to you rewarding those players that you haven't picked up the phone and thought about dual regging with a club and getting players in.
Yeah, what you've got, though, with this group of players, I mean, they've got an empathy and they've got they like each other, so they cover the mates' backs. So when you see efforts like you saw the weekend against Batley, we were, you know, absolutely 10 out of 10 defensively, because the half brokers, this, that, and the other. But what you saw, when the half brokers, one of the mates covered for them. And you develop that bond and that mateship when you've got a stable group, and that's the way that we've gone. And, you know, it is compliment to the players how much they care for each other, how much they like each other, and how much they play for each other. And I think that's been demonstrated in some of the performances.
June's been labelled Judgment June, John. Do you feel that way? Because there's some big games coming up. Lee, Sunday, then Halifax, Widnes, Toulouse.
It's a big month, but I wouldn't call it Judgment, Joe. No, I think we'll call it Judgment September the 23rd, is it, or something? I don't know. That's when we play the last game, that's when we'll be judged, you know, and hopefully we'll be judged in a favourable manner. At the minute, I'm delighted where we are and what we've done, especially with the adversity that we've had with things like injuries, etc. But, yeah, we're doing OK, we're travelling OK, but obviously we can get better.